were saying. I just couldn't put it together. And then one Sunday I came and words started clicking and I started to learn a little bit. I started doing discipleship and it just started to click more and more each time that I came. A lot of people invested in my life and I can't thank enough of you for that. And I met so many friends here that I couldn't even imagine. And before this church, I felt the burden to get saved. And Bob asked, if you would die right now, where would you go? And I didn't know. But somebody laid it out. And on July 20th in 2021, I learned that I needed to be saved. And in this church, I learned more in a month than I did a year in the old church. And so I have a couple promises and principles that I learned. And one of them is Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth at the seat of the scornful. And this is a principle that if you spend more time around sinners, and you'll turn up just like them. But if you have the right people around you, you're going to be better off. And then Philippians 4:11, be careful for nothing, or rejoice in the Lord always. And I, wrong one, sorry. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And when my world wasn't going so well, people encouraged me with that, and that I need to always be content with the Lord, and He'll do what is right for me. And then Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. And this is the heart attitude that everybody needs to understand, and that if you have a good heart attitude, you're going to do better in life than with a bad heart attitude. And so this year, I want to be more honest with myself and asking the right questions, like, what is my heart attitude from the start? And am I doing enough for the Lord when He has done so much for me?